It's Monday and 10 o'clock. You are listening to 88.1 FM, an equation that can only equal something that goes a little like this. From the performance studio in the basement of Stuart Hall and KVSC, it's Monday Night Live.
All right, thanks for joining us in the KVSC studios. It's Monday night, my favorite night of the week. For the next hour, we have a full set of live music from Dana and the Bottle Rockets. They come all the way from Sauk Center, Minnesota. So thanks for tuning in to 88.1 FM and UTVS Channel 21. It's Dana and the Bottle Rockets on Monday Night Live.
This next song's a little quirky, and it goes out to Bear in Fereda, Minnesota. To Bear in Fereda, Minnesota.
Chance to what this is.
Do a little switcheroo, and the boys are gonna talk. We got Dayton Robinson,
hi,
and we got Calvin Dieters, the newest member of the band.
How you doing?
He's real clean shaven and stuff. And Jeff Martheller's the drummer and stuff. And I'm Ben Shermers. Maybe we should dedicate something.
Here's yet another one for a good friend, Bear in Freda, Minnesota. Bear in Freda.
One, two, three, four.
Never thought you felt really all that brain. They asked you for a mile. Thank you.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Give war a chance.
It's getting kind of political.
All right, gentlemen, pull those couches up a little closer to the stage and get your dollar bills out. Get your coat and go on to the street club, tell it, blah, 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 you shit in the kitchen, shut up. We got some business to do, it's still more in the morning or until we run out of money and gotta get going. So bring all your founding fathers to pay these American daughters.
Candy, ninja.
Set a Red Bull down at my table, walking like a barber, she got through her navel. She says she has a Harley and a Honda and a body that I'm fond of, but she sells the seven C's of STD diseases, judging by the lesions on the middle regions. You better listen to your DJ and get yourself up on that runway.
Sorry, Mom.
We got a song up next called the Soap Opera.
I don't need your
Give us the count, Jeff.
All right, you've been listening to Dana and the Bottle Rockets on Monday Night Live. Stay tuned, we're going to sit down with for an interview with them. All right, we've been listening to Dana and the Bottle Rockets here on Monday Night Live. How you guys liking the show so far? You like KVSC?
It's pretty cool.
Very much so.
All right, that's good to hear. Do you want to just introduce yourself, say what you play for everybody out there on Radio Land? Can't see what's going on.
I am Calvin Dieters. I play guitar and sing backup vocals.
Ben Shermer's guitar and songwriter extraordinaire.
I already have one.
Dana Robinson, bass and vocals.
Andy Kristen, harmonica.
Jeff Martheller, drums.
Jeff Martheller, member of the British Empire.
Right on. Okay. So, Dana, you're the one who got Dana and the Bottle Rockets named after you. How did that come about?
That was kind of a practical joke that now it's stuck that way, so.
That's how that ended up then?
Yeah.
We were
too late
kind
to
of
change now, so.
It was kind of a play on Johnny Holmes and the Traveling Fun Show and Billy Dee and the Crystals and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about.
Pretty fitting then. All right, so how do you guys describe Dana and the Bottle Rockets for people that haven't heard your music before? Is it
doable? You promised you weren't going to stump us when we went through the interview questions.
It's very vivid. It's like an orb. It has no beginning and no end. And there was a man on a flaming pie who came down and said, "You're Dana and the Bottle Rockets," with an A. And we are.
And the rest is history.
See, that's descriptive. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, the orb?
Yeah. All right. So you guys do perform somewhat as a cover band as well. Does that music at all influence you guys? Where are your influences from?
I was influenced by Nirvana and the Beatles as far as songwriting.
And the Cranberries.
And Gary Glitter, actually.
Is that what you perform at all when you do cover bands?
Or? No, we don't do any Gary Glitter, but we play around Sock Center and do a lot of country and
country, classic rock, blues,
stuff that people want to hear, you know.
Pretty standard.
The good stuff.
Right on. Okay.
You know, the safe stuff.
Mm-hmm. So
no orbs up in Sock Center.
So where can people hear your original music besides the rest of Monday Night Live tonight?
I've got a MySpace page. It's under my name, Ben Shermers. We've also, as a band, got a Facebook page. And there's videos and songs on there and stuff, too. Calvin's in one. Would you like to talk about that one, Calvin?
No, I'm good.
All right. Do you have any shows coming up then for just you guys? Or?
Yeah, we're going to play at the Local Blend in St. Joe, Minnesota this winter, owned by Jeff Engholm. We don't have any dates set right now.
Okay, fair enough. So Engholm did some of your recordings, Ben.
That's right.
Where have you guys recorded as a group?
Our last CD that we made was actually home recorded with some obsolete equipment. But that one we did together for the most part. But yeah, it was ultimately put together by Engholm at Rock House. We got to give him a lot of credit, and he's the master of basically all music in central Minnesota. Nothing goes without his approval.
Pretty much. Can that record be found anywhere after tonight? Or?
I don't think so.
Just online.
The trunk of
Ben's
car.
I got a lunchbox in my car that's filled with my CDs, and that's about it.
So that's high distribution right there.
Well, that's why we came here. Maybe you can help us out with that.
So what Monday Night Live's for?
Generally, we try to sell them at all of our shows, but as long as Ben brings inventory with.
Yeah, the lunchbox.
All right. Sounds good. So with Thanksgiving coming up this week, this is a very serious question now, for real. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I'll tell you what it's not. Cranberry sauce.
I'd have to go with turkey.
Pretty basic. Anybody else looking forward to Thanksgiving?
Dana's too. I'd have to go with turkey, too.
Turkey and gravy, of course.
The wine.
All that's going to put you to sleep right there. Big combo of that. All right, well, we're going to get back to what matters, and that's the music. So you're listening to Dana and the Bottle Rockets on Monday Night Live. Stay tuned. They're going to play some more music up until 11 p.m. All right. And we're tuned in once again to Monday Night Live. Dana and the Bottle Rockets will be playing live music up until 11 p.m. So take it away.
Thank you. Almost had a cameraman down. Almost, though. He's good. What's up, Jeff? Okay.
What would you say if I told you that you just won $100 million? What would you say if I told you that you just won $100 million? And all the honors.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Looks like we've got a great crowd on hand. I will now enlist a contestant to question. He or she could be a very rich hand.
What would you say if I told you you just won $100 million? What would you say if I told you you just won $100 million?
Thank you. don't care.
Doing the switcheroo.
I'd like to put this one out for Bear down in Freda, Minnesota. Up in Freda. It's the other down.
Cross of you and better on because you
get the chance to meet Mr. Whiskery McPistle Pants. Shake his hand if you get the chance to meet Mr. Whiskery McPistle Pants.
All right, there you go.
Give us another one.
Shang-a-la.
That's right.
I said, hey, I'm on the way, all the way to Shangri-La. Hey, I'm on the way, all the way to Shangri-La. And your mama cried into the night. You hurt my girl, and it ain't right. And your daddy screamed into the night. I'll track him down. Now have a fight. So that's why that I go now
to Shangri-La.
Take it, cow.
Monday Night Live. Next week we'll have Jill Zimmerman, so tune in always to that. You guys got time for one or two more songs, so take it away.
We're just going to do one more song, and it's in honor of our friend, Dan, who was a roommate of ours at a party house in Sauk Center, and we wrote a song about him and recorded it on the answering machine at the house because he was always the first one to come in and listen to the answering machine messages. So let's do it.
Dan, wherever you are, we hate you very, very, very much.
Thanks, we appreciate it. Or should we do one more song? This is a song not by us, but by Mumsy Lauer of Collective Unconscious.
With these eyes on your shoulder, and the last time I saw her, and they've seen so much more than I ever could tell. When I was a young man, I never knew nothing. I went to see her when I got the call. I didn't want to rush past kindness. I didn't want to rush through childhood. I didn't want to go to a place that I didn't know. I didn't want to lose the feeling. I didn't want to feel the losing. I know I never can go back to how I was before. Was on lovely, wasn't she deadly? I never expected what she had in store. I was tired, cold, and hungry. Oh Lord, God above me, I know I'm not the same man that I was before. I didn't want to rush past kindness. I didn't want to rush through childhood. I didn't want to go to a place where I didn't know. I didn't want to lose the feeling. I didn't want to feel the losing. I know I never can go back to how I was before. Since I've seen her, but every day I've thought about her. I wanted to go back there to see how she changed. And when I asked her if I could forgive her, I took back a small piece of what I lost before. I didn't want to rush past kindness. I didn't want to rush through childhood. I didn't wanna go to a place where I didn't know. I didn't wanna lose the feeling. I didn't wanna feel the losing. I know I never can go back to how I was before.
Thank you very much. That's Muggsy's song. Try Muggsy's beans at Jeff Ingholm's local blend coffee shop.